Okay, we are in session at 7 p.m. We will go through and review the minutes and approve them. And we keep in mind we have two sets of minutes, I believe.
Yes.
One is a budgetary meeting and the other was our normal week, our monthly, semi-monthly meeting. Do the warrants and the payroll.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes, the warrants, and the payroll.
And as a point of interest, we are back to full strength, and Doug came back on
we're good to
go.
Good.
And also, as an aside from what your comment was the last meeting, we are members of a what they call an LEMD, which or P, I can't remember. Anyways, it's all the towns in the immediate area, Rutland County area, are all tied into a mutual aid system. It's not really designed for a small event like this. It's more for an Irene or whatever. And we swap, can swap, should it become apparent or a problem, we can swap equipment back and forth and so forth. For instance, if Pulte has a bad flood, we can send our excavator up there to help them repair the damage and so forth.
With operators?
We, yes, normally we, if it's our equipment, we would send our operator.
That's a Google.
It's been that way for many years. Every year I have to go through, and if we bought a new piece of equipment or a different piece of equipment, we add it to the deal. Fortunately, our flood damage has been very minimal, even other than the slide on East Wells Road, which that was a result of Irene. So, and we do also have a list. I have a list. When this whole thing struck, I've been in emergency services for a very long time, and I knew we had an issue, and I took care of it very quickly. Paul and I and Tammy talked about it, and I pulled as many strings as I could pull. So there really wasn't a real problem. It's just that we do have five or six names that are also available should we need a driver or something. Well, I would say the chances of having two-thirds of our operation out at the same time are rare to, you know, it's like winning the lottery. I buy a couple tickets every week. I've never won in my life. All right, moving along. We have some gentlemen here from the inclusion deal, and I guess I would turn the floor over to you, and you can present your program so we don't hold you up all night.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Priest. My name is Norman Cohen. I'm a member of the Vermont Declaration of Inclusion Initiative. And with me tonight is Robert Harnish, who is actually the founder of the Declaration, and he will do the majority of the speaking. I'm going to just sort of give some background. And first, would it be helpful if I read the Declaration for the folks here, or if there's anybody on Zoom? Or are you familiar enough with it that you don't think it's...
I personally have read it, but probably I don't know how many other people have read it or been involved with it.
Well, perhaps that would be helpful in case they have any questions on what we're talking about. The town of Wells condemns racism and welcomes all persons regardless of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, age or disability, or socioeconomic status, and wants everyone to feel safe and welcome in our community. As a town, we formally condemn discrimination in all its forms, commit to fair and equal treatment of everyone in our community, and will strive to ensure all of our actions, policies, and operating procedures reflect this commitment. The town of Wells is and will continue to be a place where all individuals can live freely and express their opinions. To date, 160 Vermont municipalities have adopted the Declaration of Inclusion, and 79.4% of Vermont residents live in those municipalities. Just a bit of background. I'm a retired attorney. I practiced in Rutland for 50 some years. I came here from Washington, D.C. in 1969, and within 3 months, I knew I'd never leave.
But you're still not a native.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a flatlander by my standards. And obviously, yours too. Thank you. Anyway, it's been a wonderful run. The other members of our initiative are Bob Harnish here of Pittsford Now, but he was the owner of the Cortina Inn on Route 4 for years. And he is the founder of the Declaration, which I'll explain in a minute. Al Wakefield of Mendon, a longtime resident. Patty Lancaster, also of Mendon, and an attorney, public defender, who's been here about 35 or 40 years. Excuse me. And Barbara Noyes Pulling, who was born in Rutland, or Rutland Town. And she is a member of works at the Regional Planning Commission, but she is working with us in her individual capacity. And we don't want anybody to confuse that. I think you've probably dealt with her.
At the county level.
Mm-hmm. This is an entirely volunteer organization in quotes. We have no budget. We conduct no fundraising. We receive no grants. We make no contributions ourselves. It's just absolutely volunteer, and there's nobody behind it but us. We've had some questions that I'd like to anticipate in a sense. And please understand that we are not suggesting your community or town is not welcoming. Quite the opposite. We're asking you to promote that it is publicly, and by adopting the declaration, you would be doing that. We think it's good for your town, and it's good for the state, which is losing population. Our kids aren't staying here. We need to attract people, and we need to be sure that people aren't deterred by any false impressions they may have. I think that's all I have to say. I'm going to turn it over to Bob, who is the founder of this room, and he'll explain more about it and how it got started.
Thank you, Norm. First of all, I want to say I was on your very impressive website, and right on the home page it says we're Wells, Vermont, where everyone is welcome. So that is a statement of inclusion right there. So we appreciate seeing that, and appreciate your thought on that. As Norm says, the Declaration of Inclusion, kind of a fancy term for a very simple idea, a statement by which we ask towns and townspeople to be respectful of others in the community, regardless of ethnicity or religion, et cetera. So this is a statewide initiative, as Norm has said, and 160 towns have adopted our suggested statement so far. And in addition to those towns, we have strong support from a number of organizations, the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, the Vermont State Chamber, the Vermont Council on Rural Development, which gave us their leadership award a year ago, and the Vermont Office of Equity, the governor himself, and many other organizations. So as Norm says, we're not just suggesting that any town is discriminatory, but we are asking all towns to state publicly through this declaration that they do condemn discrimination and advocate respect for everyone and toward everyone. So and I think I think almost every other town in Rutland County has adopted. Is that right, Norm?
Yes.
So
I wouldn't say all, but good.
So
well over half. I didn't bring the list. So.
Yeah.
There's quite a few. There's quite a few in Rutland there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And have you guys visited those towns also already, or no?
Yeah.
You have, and they just chose not to. Okay.
Yeah. So as Norm says, these and the rest of the adopting towns contain about almost 80% of the state's population, and we certainly hope that Wells will join them. So to summarize, again, my very short statement, this is a statewide effort. We are going town by town, some with visits like this, others by Zoom, to urge respect for all people, to encourage people to move to Vermont, to slowly build our population, to add to our workforce, and to add to our tax base, which is what most of the select boards would like to see, and because it's the right thing to do. So I'll stop now. Perhaps Norm has a few more words, but then perhaps it would be time for someone to make a motion to adopt it just as a way to get the discussion started, if there is to be a discussion, and we hope there is.
Excuse me. I don't know why I've got a cough. Maybe I'm just not used to talking publicly. A couple of little statistics background. The state has adopted its own Declaration of Inclusion and also established the second week in May for the last 4 or 5 years as Inclusion Week, recognizing that this is a important undertaking for the entire state. But that only applies to the top level. You know, it doesn't say each town is involved, and we think it's important for each town to be involved in it. Couple things that drew my attention over the years that we've been doing this is the CNBC did a survey about 3 years ago in which Vermont was determined to be the most livable state in the nation, which of course I knew in 1969. But it cited one shortcoming, and that was a lack of diversity. One of the research arms of the Chamber of Commerce noted that in the next decade, approximately 100,000 Vermonters will reach retirement age. And we must therefore rebuild a workforce. And in today's environment, when you're advertising for workers, you're going to get people of every size, shape, color, nationality, et cetera. And those folks need to know that they're welcome. And I think this will certainly help that along. This effort started, by the way, in Franklin, Vermont. And Franklin was the first town to adopt the Declaration of Inclusion. The chair of the select board was Bob's cousin. He sent it to Bob as, just to show what was going on. Bob thought it might be useful for Pittsburgh to do it. He took to Pittsburgh. Next thing you knew, Brandon was adopting it, and then Bob recruited the rest of us in a way when he thought he had something going. Al Wakefield was the first, I was the second. And we've been working on it and added a couple of people along the way. So I'm here to answer questions.
Gentleman behind you, we'll see.
I have a question. Is this, before this is adopted, is it put before the voters of the town for the town people to vote on it, or is it just done by the select board?
Most towns have done it by the select board. The vast majority, a half a dozen towns have taken it to the voters. But
to town meeting, basically.
To town meeting, yes.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people, say about coming to Vermont, but the way legislatures, if they keep putting taxes on, you can't afford to live in Vermont.
No. I've got a daughter in the house up there.
Yeah. You can't. The school system is broke. When you tax and increase it, you can't afford to live here.
Oh, no.
I'm fourth generation. My wife and I are up from Vermont.
Yeah. Well, she's up there for that reason. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Scott's got a plan for that.
Yeah.
For the school.
Never mind, I was curious if it was voted on or if it was just done by select board.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Question.
So,
any other questions?
Our friend Bill Karras, who we knew when he lived up around Rutland and been down for years, asked to say a few words.
Yeah, I'm seventh generation Vermonter, so I've got this going pretty strong. So I am a Vermonter.
To the back of the room.
Yeah. And I've got two black children and six mixed race children, and grandchildren, and one black grandchild. And they've all had their different experiences growing up, and they've handled them differently. But there has been that tinge of racism occasionally. And this isn't going to stop that. That's just who people are. But this will say the town firmly believes that things like that shouldn't exist. And that the town is supportive of inclusion, which I think would be meaningful to them in the end. My daughter, who's just got voted into the legislature, and she is after taxes. I can tell you that. But she's black. And I think she'll make a big impression up there. But this whole thing just felt right. That's why I'm here. I don't know that it'll have a major impact on somebody moving here, but it might. And Wells is a great town to live in. I've moved around several small towns in Vermont, from Clarendon to West Rutland, out here. Love the small towns. Love Wells. It's a great place to live, and they put up with my cannons. So that's about all I had to say on it. But I do think it does feel right. I'd like to see it adopted.
Thank you.
Question.
Are all or most of the towns, is there word verbiage basically all the same, or is it a form type thing, or is it just something they write from the heart? Or
well,
the ones I've read, a couple of that I've read, the one that you sent me, I believe, was Callis, and
no, I didn't.
No, somebody did. Anyway, so that one seems to be pretty similar.
Well, let me say this. We have on our website, and I didn't bring it with me. We prefer, of course, the language we suggest. We're open to some changes, as long as the groups that have been historically marginalized or preserved. We have had two or three towns that are taking, and on our website, there's some guidance for government liberty leaders and also some suggestions on changes. We've had a few towns that have made such major changes, we couldn't listen.
Basically, the reason that I asked that is in the last 7 or 8 years, everything has to be perfect. You can't
uniform.
You can't say something like he's a Yankee or he's a rebel, God forbid, or you know, just on and on it goes. We have to be so politically correct. Some of us do. Some of us don't.
Well, some of us don't.
But that's why I was just curious as to what there, if there was a particular verbiage or if it was basically written from what you wanted it to say.
If we had our way, we'd say sign what I just read. If there are some changes, we can go over them with you. Desired, we can go over them with you. As I said, there are some guidelines on the website, but we do feel it's important to maintain the identification description of the historically marginalized groups.
I think this one is pretty straightforward.
This is the one that we, you know.
Yeah, that sounds, this one here, I thought it came from you guys, but this came from a Barbara Butler and Dallas through the website that the clerks use, the Vermont Municipal Clerks Association.
I don't know.
They came to us. That must have come to the town clerk as well. Either she forwarded it, it doesn't say where she forwarded it, but it came from Craftsbury. I guess Callis is in Crash is part of Craftsbury or something.
Yeah, I think Callis is a separate town, and I don't believe Craftsbury has adopted yet. Huh?
No, they have not.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the one I have here is a copy of the Callis one.
Yeah, we could review the wording if you want to. I'll change it from our suggested format.
No, I was just curious. I guess.
Yeah.
I looked at another one when I was playing around earlier today, and they all seem to be basically worded the same. I mean, they might have a little different verbiage, but it's basically the same thing. But I didn't know if it was a guideline of what it had to be or just basically.
It's what's preferable.
Right. I mean, this is what the Declaration of Inclusion is. It's the statement you said. And if you get too much in changing it, then it's no longer the Declaration of Inclusion.
Well, we've had people add to the groups. So I think we'll something that we can put in there. And then we've had people that made wholesale changes, which took it, from our perspective, took the meaning out and the standard that we think should exist. By the way, when you said Yankee, it's okay to criticize Yankee because I'm from D.C. and the New York Yankees kicked our tails for years. When people tell me they're a Yankee fan, I tell them there's medication for that.
So what are you looking for us to do this evening, I guess, is my next question.
I think our optimum choice would be for someone here to make a motion. If you adopt it, if you're comfortable with it.
And if you need time.
That's right.
Save a motion till another time, but like Norm says, preferable to get it done.
What are your folks' opinions?
seems to me the townspeople ought to have a little input into it.
That was my thought as well.
That's my thought, seeing as we're roughly a month away from town meeting.
But can we bring that to the floor at town meeting? Because it's not.
It may be too late.
It might be too late, but we can still wait.
Technically, no, but you probably could.
Right.
Town meeting has to have certain guidelines. It has to be happening for the fiscal year of 2023-24.
I mean, I hate to wait the year, but is there a vote in the fall? We could even, I don't know if we can do that, but I mean, I know my feelings, you know, and I know the atmosphere I see in this town. I don't think there'd be any issues, but I don't know. I'm not all the people that live in the town of Wells. So I would hope that we would want to adopt it, but like the guy said, I think it's best to go to the town because we're three people. How many are in this town?
Oh, 960.
Yeah.
I don't practice anymore, so don't rely on what I say. But my understanding was that it had to be, well, I guess it could go on the town ballot before the town meeting now. I don't think the deadline is approaching very quickly.
Yeah, we've already have everything ready to go into the print, so I'm not changing it. You'll have to give the lady behind you a heart attack. So.
Yes.
there's our proof copy of our town report. Plus the people part of the candidates that are running for various offices, that's closed 3 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yesterday.
Articles closed Monday.
Articles closed on the 16th. People were yesterday.
Or people were yesterday and articles closed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think we can put it on our to-do for the next.
But we could, I believe, because this thing has been going on since 2016. Am I correct on that?
2021.
Well, anyways, we had notice of it long before tonight. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is something that happened, though, in the previous fiscal year, technically.
Wow.
Right. I mean, it's come up several times in the last couple of years.
Do we know if there's a reason why we didn't put it on the ballot in the past, or
we
or think to, or just?
It just never.
Never came up.
When it came up, we got an email, and you looked at it, and you did nothing.
Okay.
I mean, you can't put everything in every email. Maybe get.
No, I know. I didn't know if there was a reason for it. That's all.
We'd be California if you did.
Is that something? There's a another voting in the fall, right? Or no? This year?
I don't think so.
No.
There
just like one vote this year.
Voting,
only one this year. There was two.
Presidential, maybe the 2 year state. We just elected the governor, so yeah, I think we're done for a year.
For this year, okay. So I mean, it would have to be next March.
Could put it out of the questionnaire.
We could do that.
Get a feel for how people feel.
Well, that's, you know, when they come to vote, we could ask them to fill it out. And
I mean, you could pass out, you could very legally, I believe, and I don't claim to be a lawyer, but I've sat in this chair for a long, long time. Not necessarily this chair, but at this end of the table, so to speak. Anyways, long story short, I think you could probably, I mean, we get questionnaires from that guy in Brattleboro there. Every year he puts a stack of them there and with all his.
Well, we put out
we did the lake, the park, Lakeside Park request.
Right, we did that for that.
Years ago, we bought the park, or we bought the land. So I don't see why you couldn't just, you know, print up a request thing, put it there, tell the people that it's there, and if they please take one, fill it out.
And then we get a bucket.
The mail slot or drop it off at the meeting or whatever they want to do.
I feel also that townspeople should have a say in it.
Right, and that would give them a say in it by doing a questionnaire. And if we feel we have a good
99 of them say they're not interested, it might be a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then we could, you know, go from there on whether we adopt it without going to a formal vote, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe we can.
I think for the sake of roughly a month.
That's right.
I think for the sake of roughly a month or a month a week, 32 days, whatever it is, till town meeting, that would be the route to.
So you have the survey or the questionnaire at town meeting for people to fill out?
Yeah, I think what I would do is, you know, kind of pick and choose what you've got on the letter that you.
The copy of your.
Sent to me, wherever it is, right here somewhere.
Right.
And, you know, just head it up, but it's a survey and yes, no, maybe, or whatever. Just make it simple and short. And,
yeah.
I think that's a very interesting approach, and I think it's the first time that anyone has suggested it. So.
Okay. So we have a copy of what he read off.
Oh,
yeah, I think we do. You sent it, okay.
Well, we got this one. We got
stuff I sent you had it.
Yeah, you got a letter.
We probably have it in our email.
This.
I can just take a picture.
I got the letter you sent the other day.
We're all set.
On the 24th.
I'm sorry.
All I've got right here handy is a letter that you sent me on the 24th. Email sent me on
there's the declaration.
So here's the thing. Right. So if you want, I can try to draft up something for us to talk about the next meeting about a survey with this inclusion in it. What? So people can see it before they answer yes or whatever. And any comments or something like that. Yeah, I'll bring it. I'll do something up and I'll bring it to the next meeting. Does that sound good? Okay.
All right, so we're perhaps moving forward.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Thank you very much.
Yes, right. thank you for coming down.
Our pleasure. Let me know.
I'll keep you in the loop as to what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I can be helpful or, you need us to come back, we'll make a point of doing it.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. Have a good
thank
evening.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
Good to see you, Bill.
We'll see you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Take it easy.
Get your gunpowder ready. Summer's coming.
Sorry. Glad to meet you.
All right. I guess we'll. Wayne was the first one through the door tonight.
Well, wait until the end tonight. I'm always the first one through the door. I'll ask that line.
You're just so excited.
There. Well, have you got any to
help go around the room?
Well, I'm trying to.
I got three things, so. If somebody's got quick stuff, it'll be.
Are you set, Fran?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Oral?
Yeah.
Just wanted to know about the East Wells slide. If you go over there, how are we going with that? You may be talking about it later.
The permit, the final permit that we need, which is a flood zone permit from ourselves to ourselves. And don't ask me the logic of that. I can't fathom it, but it's a mandate. I have filled out all that I can fill out. I have emailed what I filled out as far as it asks a million questions, adjoining property owners. The type of permit you're looking for, it was on and on. I filled out all the adjoining landowners. I filled out all the what town it is, where it's located, so forth, so on. It's with the engineer now. Last week, I believe. Yeah, last week. It went to him. He is going to finish it up. Then we will need a final approval from Army Corps. And a final approval from a fellow by the name of Josh Coraval, which is a environmental officer who we've been dealing with since the thing started back during the Irene era.
What did they have to do for approval? Is it just read it over?
Basically, Josh is very familiar with the project. I've worked with him for since Irene. And all he has to do is sign off on it now that we've done all the engineering work and so forth, or the engineers have done all their engineering work, which he's been very agreeable all along, so I think that's a pretty simple thing. The Army Corps engineer supposedly is not a big deal, but they have to sign off on it. Then we will go out to bid, hopefully April, March, April, somewhere. Is what I'm thinking.
Don, can I just ask, so after the architect or the engineer completes the rest of it, does it come back to us to adopt before it goes to Army Corps and Josh to sign?
You would have to sign the permit, and then it would go to Josh and the
architect. Okay, so we sign it before it goes there.
The engineer, the engineer that we're using out of Rutland is, we can talk about this thing for days.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have the process.
There's three engineering firms involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
The engineer we're dealing with now is a civil engineer. He is the one that actually says, to make this deal work, you do it this way, that way. The other engineer was checking on the severity of the slide. Was there a slide, or was there just cracks in the pavement? Was it just erosion, so forth? That was why we put the inclinometer 4 years ago, I believe, 3 years ago, and took inclinometer readings every couple of weeks for a year.
A while.
Well, two summers. And we would have to go and close one lane in the road, take the readings, direct traffic, and so forth and so on. And then the other engineer was to do with the streams, the river, brook, whatever you wish to call it, as to what the damage might be to that. Is it going to hurt anything? Is it going to move the river? Is the river going to cause any more problems? And that's all been done, and we're in the final stages.
Very long step process.
Have hours costs, and hours involved in this.
Yeah.
Okay. Dwayne, or yourself, sir?
No, thank you, Ben.
You're good?
Yeah,
I agree. All right. Eleanor Jones came to me today and asked if I could get her name put on the list to volunteer for Election Day.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I think she said she wanted to look in the morning.
Okay.
If that's fine.
Yep.
Nora and Sherry handle all that.
That comes under the jurisdiction of the clerk.
Right.
She's the head election person.
Well, I just wanted to bring it up.
Yep.
So Ellen will be happy, I guess.
Okay.
The second thing I have is the transfer station, has the town ever considered turning that in over to a private entity?
There's never ever been any interest in having a private entity.
I've had two different companies that I talked to that have interest in running that. One I would trust a little more than the other.
They've never come to us about it.
Well, nobody's ever come to me, at least in the last 20 years.
Yeah, they said they haven't been to a meeting. But, and I know there would have to be a process, because it's town land there, and there would have to be a stipulation put into any agreement for that.
That would be a lot of, there has to be a lot of stipulations.
Whatever, but if they decide not to do it anymore, that it all reverts right back to the town.
And why would we want to outsource it?
Well, I don't know. I don't have no idea what it costs the town to run that, if anything.
It's supposed to be a break-even transition. So what we spend is basically, that's how we come up with a price for the tickets and bags. Now we kind of switched that system because right. The way it was working before wasn't coming in close to a break-even establishment, and that's what it's supposed to be. So those that are using it are the ones that are paying for it, essentially.
Right.
So well, it's,
they're talking something that's probably going to be open, I don't know, I would say a minimum 5 days a week.
I'll give you 10 to 1 odds, they'll do that for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
They could people. probably take trash from other areas if it's a private entity I guess boost their income.
I'm sure they'd be charging us something now, the town.
Oh, they would, but we put a stipulation in there that the town of Wells residents should get a discount for throwing their trash out, a certain percentage off whatever it costs. Yeah.
I don't know. I personally don't know. I know sometimes when you contract out stuff, the fees of somebody else running it plus the fees to go there sometimes heavily outweighs us running it.
As a point of interest, I believe Granville gets $5 a bag.
Yeah, I don't know what they
and charge. I believe they get for going in with bulk waste. It's some preposterous sum. I can't remember what it is.
If we investigate it a little further.
They can give us their proposal. They can give it to us and we can look at it.
The company's going to charge high. I know that because that's who they are. The other company, no. But we should find out, like, what is their proposal?
Right. We've never had
any. I even talked to us.
Yeah.
Plus, the other thing I don't know is there's a lot of legalities to a transfer station.
Uh-huh.
You just don't open the back 40 up, start dumping garbage and see what happens next.
Right. I was just thinking the last word for girls don't got to sell bags. Now, I remember sitting through these meetings and now everybody was like, oh, we're going to go work at the dump and sell bags and blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
Well, that was the first implication.
There would be bags to sell.
Well, you don't know that because
they would have to get involved.
Right.
I believe Rutland Solid Waste would have to get involved.
Right.
We have to go through quite a lot of hoops through the state and Rutland
Solid. Hoops that would eliminate for the town.
We still have to go through the state with being a town.
Yeah, but I mean, you wouldn't have to for the transfer
station. I would dare say in a short story to send a person in the tacos.
Yeah. Yeah.
My phone's on 24/7. I'm calling me or she called me or whoever it is and set up a time.
I can't believe that you have a hire company come in and do it for no profit as
we're right doing
now. No, I'm sure that
so we'd have this.
The other thing we have a problem with that property in that we can only take certain things.
Right.
Due to the fact there's a quarry hole sitting there.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're more than welcome to come.
We can't take building rubble. We can't take stumps, stuff like that. And we can only basically take household waste.
Whatever's going to get trucked out.
That is correct. I mean, we can leaves, lawn clippings, that kind of thing.
Right.
I mean, guys rolling in and out of there with a 10-wheeler full of stumps and stuff that we can't take them.
Have to follow that same regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because at the transfer station, it's not a dump.
Right.
Oh, I understand what it is. I spent many hours over there taking people's bags and working there. It's all part of the select board job. We spent a lot of time getting we just got recently relicensed. You have to get relicensed every X number of years.
Recertified.
Yeah, it's not a 5-minute project.
But then we can eliminate all that through the town. Let it be their problem.
All I can tell you is same thing I've said twice. Have them get a hold of me.
Yeah.
My phone, my number is published all over the place. It's even at the dump.
And if it looks feasible, then we'll have to talk to the state.
In this book, at least three or four times.
Right.
So.
At the post office. My picture's not there, but my phone number's there.
Yeah. And we did do a lot of signing with the bags last year because it was the first year implementing it. Now people know, and necessarily people don't have to. Some people might still have some, not whatever. I mean, we'll probably plan to do it a couple weeks before so people can get their stickers, but we're just trying to be convenient for it. And that was all on volunteers. We weren't being paid over there.
It's their responsibility to do everything. No more John driving the backhoe over there and pack down the combat. Here's what the backhoe every Monday and Thursday. Little things that could just disappear.
Oh, no, it's a great idea, but
there's a cost to it, I'm sure.
I'm sure that's not the whole story,
right?
So to speak.
You gotta look at the fine print, but we'll have them come to us.
Right.
We don't know unless we look at whatever they're proposing.
Right.
We're always open to ideas.
And your third thing?
I'm going to pet the third dog by.
Not sure.
For if you interrupted me when I was talking.
All right. Just as open forum for myself. I went to the Poultney Select Board meeting last night, and they meet on Mondays every two Mondays a month, second and fourth. And I had called the town manager and asked if I could have a couple minutes of their time, and he said, fine, put me in the front of the meeting. So I went, and I felt for what Poultney went above and beyond what they had to do to help us out. And it just shows that there's a reason why I'm friendly with a lot of these road guys and stuff. I mean, you never know when you need your backside covered. And so I just went up and, you know, wanted to thank him in person. I don't find an email or a text message particularly warm and fuzzy. So they were very happy. They were glad that I came, and I told them they have an issue with their boom mower. I'm not sure what happened to it. Somebody was transporting it somewhere and it fell off the trailer or something. And I told them we had a very good boom mower operator right here in town, and should they need it this summer, we would be more than happy to go up and mow for them. So that was a good experience last night. Anybody that feels ambitious, we started removing Christmas lights Sunday. Yeah, some of them down here, most of them down here, but I haven't done any of the library yet.
There, I took care of one. I did my part.
That's not my job. That's
Christmas fair. Light.
Waiting for the batteries to run.
All right, in that case, we'll move on to correspondence. We've already gone over the... I got a deal here from Consolidated from them? Yeah.
I must have missed it.
It came this morning.
Oh.
Basically, it's just hi, Tammy, catching up after being out. Could we set up a call at your earliest convenience where we can review the Donna Wells' needs? I will supply you with a quote for service immediately after our meeting. Apologize for the delay.
Month delay.
Oh. What's that?
It's a month delay. Sherry, could you also get me copies of our
Consolidated. Internet is.
Can you get me a copy of our Comcast bill, please?
Comcast.
At some point, so I can, yeah, because I want to call them about how much it'd be to add the phone on to them, because that's what they were also suggesting. It might be cheaper.
Okay, we got an application for the pavilion, the Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund, for their annual milfoil deal. And I think it's, I don't know, for some reason.
June 21st.
Yeah, June 21st.
A Friday.
No, it should be Saturday.
Saturday.
The calendar's weird online. I think it was a Saturday, but you know how you're supposed to go Sunday to Saturday? You know, it was Monday. Yeah, I think it was. You're right.
Hopefully you're right. Messed up.
No, I think I just, my brain was there because of the way that it's set up online.
Then we have the open meeting law training video, which is pretty much boilerplate. It's nothing's really changed.
I like to do
it. It's worth going through it. Then we have the Vermont Ethics Commission. Eventually, they're going to have some training, not only for our ethics person, which is Nora, or will be Nora. We are going to have to, the legislative body is going to have to view one of their training sessions. They don't have the training out yet, but at some point in time they will. Then I have the final list of people
We have town moderator, 1 year term. Fran Gilman, town clerk, 3 year term. Nora Reed Sargent, town treasurer, 3 year term. Nora Reed Sargent, library trustee for a 5 year term. Amanda Butler, select board, 3 year term. Walton Anderson, Dwayne Dunbar, and myself. Planning commission, 3 year term. Cherry Hobson, 3 year term. Heather Thomas, 2 year term. Fran Gilman, 2 year term. Steve Miller, and a 1 year term. Charles Woodrow. Those are the people that are running for the various positions that are open or will be open. I do have a timeline for the town plan, and we're probably at some point in time when they get to the nitty gritty, which has to be by May 2nd. We're going to have a special meeting or two or a public hearing or whatever. If it's like the last time we did it years ago, there won't be anybody at it anyways. They have to have it. So
I think our meeting is going to be tomorrow night.
What's that?
The planning commission is going to be tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. No, this is just the finalization stuff. February 12th, February 17th, public hearing no later than March 4th. March 19th, adopt a resolution and a public hearing April 1st, 15 days notice and posted by April 7th, and then the select board hearing on April 22nd. And then it would be, if there's no complaints or anything, or if they don't have to change anything, we would sign it on April 28th.
Just a point of interest, I will not be at the April 22nd meeting. I'll be at it.
I don't know if that's our meeting or not.
It is a select board meeting, yeah. But.
And I guess there, I believe you've got, name escapes me, but a guy from Rutland Regional, I think, will be here at your next meeting to get things moving forward.
Well, Devin was already, was another meeting.
Yeah, he was here, but it wasn't a real meeting. Well,
the thing was that we were supposed to set the date for December and November meeting. So we had a tentative date, but we were going to finalize the November meeting, and we didn't have a forum for November meeting, so we didn't meet. So, and I didn't have to get an email from anybody that said what the meeting date was for December. So I was in Rutland at the time, so all of us kind of are linked with you that come to everybody in. Otherwise, I've been here, but other people didn't know about it either. Steve Miller, he didn't know what it was.
Who's your chair?
Steve Miller.
He didn't know what it was?
What is
it? And he's the chair?
Well, I'm just saying, nobody got emails. Well, Devin showed up. That's something that Heather, I guess, invited, I guess, but I'm not sure about. Nobody else knew that Devin was going to be here.
I kind of screwed up the deal. I certainly did when I walked through the door.
Yeah.
He asked me, he says, are you on the planning commission? No. Are you on the planning commission? No, but I'm here. I guess I'm here too. So it's tomorrow night you have a meeting?
Yes.
Okay. And I think that's all I have for correspondence, other than a overweight permit for Newport Sand and Gravel, Carroll Concrete, same company. I would entertain a motion to approve that. Get that going.
I'll make a motion we approve Newport Sand and Gravel.
Second.
They're one of the few that
get next for them.
One of the few that
I want to go.
And of course, I've already done that. That was last time. done that. I haven't quite figured out exactly what this is. It's a Rural School Community Alliance. It's something that Nora forwarded to us. And I don't know where it came from.
I think it's a group that is trying to
somewhere up north, people. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was put up. We're trying to get, I think, representatives to be on their committee to.
Yeah, West, help. No, it's down, well, it's all over the place. Westminster, right. Marlboro, Peacham, Grassberry, Lincoln, Greensboro.
Yeah, they've kind of started this thing. If anybody wants to be a representative on it.
And that's what I have for, I believe that's all I have for communicating. I did talk to, well, moving away from communication, let's go into whole business. I did talk to our, actually I talked to the truck salesman and the truck builder. Our truck is done with the exception of mounting the box. The hydraulics, the plow is on, the wing is done. All the hydraulics are, all lines are run and all that stuff. They're waiting for the box. The box is somewhere between wherever they're made, which I believe is in Quebec.
Oh, they don't actually have it.
The box is not here. It's painted. It's the right color. It's just a question of mounting the box once it gets here.
The 10-foot box?
No, it's Everest. Like, it may be the same box. They all come out of Canada. They all come out of Quebec, most of them. Yeah. And, this one does have a 10-year guarantee, 10-year rust-out guarantee, which our other one didn't have.
That mean you don't have to undercoat it? I don't know, it's probably a blonde question. I really don't know.
Well, according to the service rep, the service manager that I talked to the other day, they have a 10-year warranty on rust. And he claims, and he's a half a salesman too, so he claims they have never had a warranty claim. The state has bought their stuff for years. They normally keep their trucks 10, 11, 12 years, depending on how long it takes them to get a new truck to replace the one. That's not a cast in stone number, as we all very well know.
Does that warranty cover, like, if you undercoat it, it voids the warranty? Because I know sometimes
it has nothing to do
with you. It's up to you if
you
want to.
He said they have, there's an outfit in St. Albans that is equipped to do trucks of that size. And he said there probably is one down here. I did call Blake and asked him if he knew of anybody. I didn't get him. I got his machine, but I asked him, and I haven't heard back from him yet. I'm sure there's probably somebody around here.
I just didn't know if it's something we...
The frame, all the frame and everything, they put, it's a product, they call it hard coat. It's, I don't know, if you're looking, a truck bed liner, not the slide-in liner, but the spray-in liner, mm-hmm. That's...
The rhino or something?
It's similar to that, yeah, that's what they paint the frame with before they mount all the stuff. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully we'll see it in the next couple weeks. He felt that it wasn't, that would be about when it would get here. Because the tough stuff is all done, so.
When we do get here, maybe I can get a picture with the guys with it or something, and I'll forget Stern.
On the subject of the truck, I did talk to Dave today, and told him that I had specs for another truck, which... If we can get into this 10 or 11 year cycle, we would have to order a truck here fairly quickly. And him and I just briefly looked at the specs, which are the same as the specs for the 25 that we have now.
Did you talk to him about the automatic versus
Yes, I did.
It was. He doesn't want to know that.
Dave
he?
Wasn't real. I says, yeah, Dave, but he said, we're going to have this truck 10 years. I said, in 10 years, there won't be anybody who can drive a standard transmission that's still alive. So, and they have made, I can tell you from personal experience, the automatics that, for instance, the newest fire truck we have over here, which is, I don't know, it's got to be 15 years old, 12 years old. That's an automatic. And going from that to a new truck of similar weight with an automatic, the automatics, they made vast improvements in. They shift better. They shift down when they should shift down. You don't have to shift them manually. You can lock them in gear. So, like, when you're spreading sand, you can, you know, you want to go 20 miles an hour and you want to be in second gear and your spreader spins at the proper speed, puts out the proper amount of sand or salt or whatever you're spreading. So I don't think he's not told, he didn't throw a temper tantrum or anything. He kind of smiled.
Unless he plans on being here for 10 more years.
Anyways, that's where that stands. And then,
is there a difference in price going with the Cummins diesel?
Well, there's not a difference in price, but there's you can't get the trucks we have all have a what they call a setback axle. It's the same truck, but it's got the axle set back. It's more under where you're sitting, kind of. It's back a foot, so it makes the turning circle a lot better, a lot more maneuverable. And if you go with a Cummins, they can't get, you get the other, and I can't tell you the model off the top of my head. One's an LM, one's an LR or something. And you can't get the setback axle. You have to, it's a longer truck.
Mm-hmm.
Which, whether that's a real problem or not, I don't see as it would be, but I didn't want to push Dave too hard.
I want to give him another heart attack.
He's just getting over having a heart attack. I didn't want to wind him up too bad. So,
you only because of the second.
That's right.
Yeah, he's still going to rehab. And the rest of it is all, like I say, it's basically the same as what this truck that's coming is. Same body, same plow, same.
International still?
Yeah. And that's another issue, because with these laws that they've got, New York has got it in place, Massachusetts has it in place, and Vermont will have it in place shortly, where they're limiting what the heavy truck guys can sell till they sell an electric truck. In New York, Allegiance can sell eight normal diesel powered trucks, then they have to sell an electric truck. And nobody's buying electric trucks because they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Their run time is 4 hours, and then you got to let the batteries cool down for 8 hours and then plug it in for 12 hours. So what do? You plow to Dwayne's house, and then you say, tell Dwayne's neighbor, we'll be back in a couple of days, finish up. I don't think it's going to work.
If it doesn't catch on fire.
Yeah.
that's what Hochul's law is in New York, and that's in effect now. And Massachusetts has it in effect, and ours is going to go in whenever the new laws go into effect. They're all basically similar.
We got to get ordered soon.
We put the old truck out for bid, Don, when you get the new one?
Well, I think we might have it sold. Mm-hmm. Stan Martell, that's the first, what I call a real plow truck.
Yeah.
And so that's his father, and he would like to buy it and just to have it. So I said, not a problem.
Yeah.
Pieces of paper with dead presidents' faces on it. You can own it. So. That's what he's talking about. And the last time he was there for something to do with a meeting, he mentioned it again, that he would very much like to. He was definitely interested. in the course of human events, and Dwayne, you may have seen this, Kaylee Rumnell over here on Mill Pond or Mill Brook.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
She's building a big horse. It's kind of what we're thinking of for a salt shed, sand and salt. The state is, it's a matter of time, the state is going to make us cover our salt pile, sand pile. Salt pile already has to be covered, and our salt shed is getting old.
Right.
And I've seen a bunch of these buildings around, so I called the rep, and he sent me a catalog, and they seem to stand up from what I can read. I haven't talked to anybody that's had one for any length of time. There's a bunch of them around the area. And I will get out and talk to some people, but it's so something.
What Paul has, what people have.
Yeah. West Rutland has one like this. It's got the
canvas on it.
The, whatever the material is, yeah.
Does the canvas go right to the ground, or is there?
No, you'd have, no, it's blocks.
Jersey blocks, like?
Yeah.
You'd or be up, concrete, I don't know, jersey. Concrete
6-8 feet.
Oh, okay.
You don't run into the canvas below.
Right.
It's similar to what the guy, the wood guy in West Rutland, Wilk there.
Yeah.
Like what he's got for woodshed.
Well, the guy in Iowa, that barn he put up, that's got that same.
Yeah, that yeah. Vehicle.
Over in Hampton, too.
Well, there's a bunch of them around, and some of them have been around for quite some time. And I mean, it's got to be the cheapest way out of it. I mean, Dorset built a sand and salt shed, but I mean, it's a $1 million building out there. You got, what's that?
Does the company install it, or do we install
yeah, they'll do all, they'll do all
I'm
back.
Not tall enough to install it.
Right.
I can't imagine us installing it. That's a huge, that's a big thing.
It's, you know, we've got blocks. We were able to purchase blocks during the, when the government was, during the flu there.
COVID.
So we have all the blocks to build it. So we've got stuff part done. And just a question of figuring out where we're going to put it, what we're going to move around, and how we're going to move it around, and probably end up being where the sand pile is now, basically.
How big?
What we would do is put a petition in it. When we planned it out, we planned it on being 110 by 60. And with a petition, like two-thirds of it would be sand, and a third of it would be salt, because we don't use anywhere near as much salt as we do sand, obviously. And have a petition in it. Everything's high and dry, and you can, it has to be high enough, obviously, so you can dump your sand right inside, or your salt, so you don't have to move that twice. But it's kind of on a drawing board, so to speak. Planning committee, we've been over, highway department is back. Insurance. I talked, Tammy, to the underwriter from VLCT, mm-hmm. and we went over everything from workman's comp to vehicle insurance, buildings, what we had listed, what and what we have for deductibles, and we're, everything is pretty decent. We have $2,500 deductible on vehicle occurrences, and there's no real benefit to changing it. If you go any higher, you don't really gain anything.
Oh, the price will go down, but yeah.
If you go lower, you can spend more money.
Right. Yeah.
And she said, we're pretty good because we haven't had a lot of claims. Right. Yeah. So that's kind of what I thought, but I want to hear it from somebody else, and I want to make sure this building was on it, which it is.
The shed, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and the library shed is on it.
Okay.
Even though it's not, I didn't bother bringing up that it's not on their property, but I don't think that matters. I didn't get into that.
So once we, what does that mean? Once we retire the old truck, we'll take the insurance off, or at least the collision part of it until we sell it, you know? Right?
Yeah. Once it comes off the road.
Right.
Take that off. And I'm pretty, like I say, I'm 99% sure Stan is.
Yeah.
The day we tell him he can have it, he can have it.
Yeah.
Or he'll come get it or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, I just got to drive it across the street.
Yeah. Not too far to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could even deliver it, probably.
Transfer station stickers. We need to order some. Any particular color you'd like?
What color is this shirt?
Blue. Medium blue.
Bright orange. Hot pink. Yellow. Red.
And Sherry and I roughly figured we would need 400.
I think we ordered 500 last time and we've sold 309 right now.
Yeah.
So you think 400?
Yeah. I think, yeah, because we've been through all the late people and everybody that went anyway. So, yeah, I would say definitely 400 we could cut back to. Bags are blue, so I don't care. Orange? Okay. Red? I don't know. What do you think?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter again.
I'll see if they can do orange and if not.
I don't care. What do you think? Do you want hot pink?
No.
Orange? I just think it bright, you know, that.
Yeah. Oh, that works.
Let's see.
Never had
orange, if not yellow, maybe.
Okay.
No, I don't want yellow. You can't read yellow very good. So orange.
Okay. A little orange.
Okay. It must have orange. Not like snow. And we got enough bags for 12 years, so we're good there.
What's that?
So we got enough bags for 12 years, so we're good there.
Yeah, we shouldn't need any bags.
No.
Anybody else have anything they want to bring up?
Is that under old or new?
Haven't got a lot of new business.
I just have a question that came to mind. I know years ago, I think it's the fire department used to do a rabies clinic, and I see other towns are doing it. Is the reason why we got out of doing it, do you know? I know you remember the fire department.
I guess I am a member, but I've spent 66 years in emergency services, and when my pager goes off, I run over there and drive the truck. As far as bingo and chicken barbecues and whatever else they do, I don't get involved.
Well, it seems like some of the towns are the ones that
I don't know whether the fire department ran it. Or whether they just use the fire department to have it. You'd have to ask Mr. Fenton.
You say okay. Rabies clinic?
Rabies clinic, yeah. It's like usually the vets will come to a designated area and people can get their animals.
They do it right at Tractor Supply every so often.
They do?
Sure.
I didn't know that.
They put a sign up every once in a while.
I remember only four people in Wells got their dogs registered.
Yeah, we're going to work on that this year.
They don't want to show up at a clinic.
Yeah. Well, it's a greater discount to get
with
that
dog,
way people get their animals.
An animal dogs. Control officer gets a little expensive. $10 is pretty cheap compared to.
Right. I mean,
you're going to Rutland and paying $300-$400 to get your dog back.
Yeah.
Plus a municipal ticket.
So I was I talked to Todd about it. I just didn't know if it's
anything. Yeah, I don't know if they did it or if they just used the building. That's what I don't
know. I think they might have coordinated it and they used the building and the fire department were there to help and stuff. So I'll talk to Todd about it. I just know it's a good, nice convenience for people and towns.
So they just pay a discounted price.
Yeah, because you're not paying
for
the office visit.
In.
You're just paying for the shop, basically, is what it is. So with the price of everything going up, that might make it better for people that have animals in this town. So I'll talk to them. I'll talk to them. We used to have it forever.
How many dog tags have we sold so far? When they do April and April.
I'm going to do up a poster and stuff.
Oh.
April.
I'm going to have a poster for town when we vote.
I didn't even know you could get them yet.
I'm a dog.
After January. Yep.
Yeah.
I've got the new tags.
My wife won't let me get it up. Got 5 cats, 200 chickens, but I can't have another.
We don't have any chickens yet at all.
Yeah.
I think that's her thing.
Yeah, I'm going to, once I've been circling through, I don't know if you noticed on the web, I've been putting up some announcements of, you know, things coming up. You know, I had like when the petitions were due in there, I have when taxes are due now for February 10th and the school's meeting annual budget meeting, and our annual budget meeting is what pops up right now. Once we get past the taxes, I think we put something about, you know, get your animal, your dogs registered and stuff. And I'll get something nice to put on the door when people come.
Usually a little less.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, right around a 100, give or take.
Yeah. But we'll do some more. We'll do some advertising this year and see if we can get people to do what they're supposed to do. So.
In that case, I don't have anything else. Does anybody else have any legal business to be transacted?
Do not.
I can't think of anything else. That is. Have you seen Captain Jack?
Yeah.
Seems to be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't get out of him what is the matter with him or what was the matter with him, but he's kind of the old Captain Jack when I saw him.
I saw him Monday. Yesterday. He was heading fishing.
He did a lot of ice fishing.
Yeah.
Has he?
Yeah.
Much ice out there. Anybody been?
About 7 inches on the big lake.
Yeah, I heard 7-8 inches.
See, there's a couple of shannies living out there.
Is it this weekend's the Frosty Derby? Yeah, see, the first one in a few years because the weather's been horrible, right? And no ice. Yeah.
You have that inclusion thing.
I do. I was going
to. This one.
Okay.
That's.
And I'll bring some.
That's the one that they sent out here.
Okay. I'll do up a draft and bring it to our next meeting for us to look at.
All right. In that case, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second again. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
All right. Take care.